first of all, you know, you have to understand that I was born in 1937. So my childhood really spans the late 30s and most of the 40s. So that's the time frame. Now, in that period of time, I lived through World War II, which was from 1939 to 1945. And I also lived through the period after the World War when we had a lot of post-war austerity. So basically, during the war, I lived through what were obviously difficult times for the whole country. There was a lot of food rationing, there was no fuel, there was bombing. The place I was brought up in Yorkshire in the north of England was bombed during the war. As a child, I was among the children who were evacuated from the towns into the countryside because the government thought it was safer for children to be in the countryside than in the towns. So I lived through all of this. And then after the war, there was a long period of time when there was a lot of austerity. It lasted until the early 1950s. So, you know, you probably, if you're listening to this, you probably think, well, this must have been really pretty grim childhood. But it wasn't. Despite all of that, there was a lot of upside to it. First of all, I had a very nice family. I had loving parents, great sister and brother. I had really good schools and good teachers. It was a society where there was no consumerism whatsoever. Okay, so because of all the shortages and the food rationing and everything, so there's a lot of equality in society. It didn't matter really whether you were rich or poor, because there was nothing to be had for anybody. So it was a very egalitarian society. And as children, because there was no consumerism, we had to make our own amusements and our own adventures. So we made games up, we invented games, we played games, we had to use our imagination. I did a lot of reading. I started reading books when I was taking books out of the library when I was about 7 or 8, and I've always been a reader my whole life. There was no TV in those days. There were no phones in our house, no computers. We had a radio, and that was our main source of information. So basically, life was really very, very simple. But he was very happy. So that's how I...